This is Vatican Radio. Pro-Russian forces have seized control of the Ukrainian naval headquarters in the Crimean capital of Sevastopol. Around a dozen Ukrainian Navy personnel afterwards walked out of the base. The seizure came one day after Crimea signed a treaty to become part of Russia. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports that the latest incident has added to concerns that more Ukrainian troops will be forced to leave the region.
Pro-Russian forces and activists entered the Ukrainian Navy's headquarters in Crimea, where they replaced Ukrainian flags with Russian ones. The attack in Sevastopol came a day after Crimean leaders signed a treaty absorbing the peninsula into Russia, following a disputed referendum. Later, the head of the Russian Black Sea Fleet entered the Sevastopol Navy base, encouraged by an enthusiastic crowd. Russia! Shouting "Russia, Russia," they made clear they view Ukrainian forces as occupiers. Amid the tense standoff, pro-Russian activists removed Ukrainian artifacts from the complex. Soon, masked men could be seen guarding the Ukrainian naval force base, prompting a dozen Ukrainian servicemen to leave.
We can't do anything.
There was nothing we could do. There was a takeover with a huge crowd, this Ukrainian serviceman says.
We can't do anything.
Elsewhere, a 17-year-old boy was detained over the deadly shooting of a Ukrainian officer in Crimea's main city Simferopol on Tuesday. Ukraine's interim government gave its troops permission to shoot in self-defense, while Ukrainian Defense Minister Ihor Tenyuk said his country's forces would not withdraw. But with thousands of pro-Russian soldiers already in control of Crimea, it appeared unlikely Wednesday that Ukrainian forces would be able to stay much longer. For Vatican Radio, I'm Stefan Bos, reporting.